Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of mysteries on today's show, man. A lot of mysteries. A lot of them really surrounding baseball. One, I need to know why Bobby McCain loves Brian McCann and has him as his number four out of top five baseball players. I need to know why Aroldis Chapman is that jacked. It's just strange to me, man.
Here. I'm going to ask you this question. You have to answer it.
Okay.
If it guaranteed sports coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
Would you trade Flores for another 4 years of Gase?
Oh. And when does sports come back?
Tomorrow. I got an answer.
Did you come up with this question or somebody texted?
Texter. Texter chimed in.
Wow.
You want my answer first?
That's a great question. I'm going to go no.
You know why?
Why?
Because this is why. No, the answer is no. I would not trade Flores for another 4 years of Gase. Because it's not football season yet.
Yeah, but you're rolling the dice. Like, you might not get football season.
No. I can revisit this.
You could revisit it at a time to be named later?
Right. Like, if it gets to where it's infringing on my... Because guess what? This time of the year is good for two things. The Masters, the Players, the PGA Championship, March Madness, opening day. Those ships have sailed.
Mm-hmm. Damage
so,
done, my friend.
Next on the list is NBA playoffs, then start of football season, college and pro. So the way I look at it is, I'm not risking 4 years until it gets to Category five is when we start getting June.
All right, but let me ask you
July.
This.
July.
But what if it was? What if it was? It was. Let's make it. Training camp can either start or not start next week. All right, but you have to either have Adam Gase as your coach, and I guarantee training camp starts, or Brian Flores as your coach, and no guarantee that training camp starts.
That's a different conversation. I would have to consider it.
I like your question, though. So who sent that in? That was a texter?
It was a texter.
That's a good question. That's a good question by that guy. I don't think I could. I feel like I've dealt with that. My Adam Gase time is over. I don't want to deal with
Adam
Gase.
You would rather do without sports.
I would rather do without sports than have to deal with him as the coach of the football team. The coach of the Miami Dolphins.
I am going to wait.
Really?
Not answering it right now. It's not crunch time yet.
Another texter writes in. You can text us 67974. Kevin Brown was jacked. Not like this, dude.
Nope. Not like this.
Like Kevin Brown was in good shape. Don't get me wrong. But not like this. You got to go see what Chapman's looking like. Like, I'm looking at some prime Kevin Brown pictures, and he's got some pipes. you know, he's got that McDonald's straw going down his vein. But like, I'm looking at Marlins Kevin Brown, no hitter Kevin Brown. Nah, man, those, like, he's got space in his sleeves, Leroy. And let me tell you something right now. They're not going to be able to. They're going to have to custom make these jerseys for Aroldis Chapman. He might as well just go out there like Wild Thing Rick Vaughn and be shirtless, because
with the
sleeveless.
Yep, sleeveless.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, I'm looking at Kevin Brown, 97. Like, I'm watching a video right now of him throwing the no-no against the Giants. He ain't this dude. That ain't him. Not even close. Not even close. I would like to know, like I'm trying to even think of the Marlins pitchers right now. Like, Jose Urania, wiry as hell. Caleb Whiff, definitely doesn't look like that. Sandy Alcantara,
he's
no.
Country Jack, though.
Who, Caleb Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not like this. He doesn't look like he came out of the Bain lab.
No, right, no. Those arms just look swole.
Scary as hell. And also, like, an established guy, Aroldis Chapman. Like, he already throws a hundy. So he's probably like, yeah, what's the worst that's going to happen? Am I going to not throw? Yeah, I'm looking at Caleb Whiff right now. Like,
did he already have Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, I think he has.
Okay.
I think he has. Yeah, Caleb Whiff, he's lean and mean. Jordan Yamamoto, we know that he just gave up beer. That was his big contribution to health. So yep. I know that he's not looking like Mr. Olympia. I don't know, man. There's something fishy going on with this Aroldis Chapman. It's very concerning. But not as concerning as Bobby McCain having Brian McCann on his all-time baseball players list.
That's going to eat you up, huh?
It really does.
So you get to the bottom of it.
I need to know. I need answers. I need answers as to why this has occurred. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The hell you got going on in the background there, man? What are you, Tom Cruise and cocktail?
I'm very limited in space. So
I understand.
When I was pouring it, I realized it was that close to the mic.
Sounds like Splash Mound, for the love of God.
Nope.
All right, so Phil Mickelson, he is claiming that he has in the works right now, Leroy, he has in the works a rematch between he and Tiger Woods one-on-one.
I'm out.
You're out because of Phil, or you just didn't like the last time?
I mean, it's really hard. Look, I've watched these. They used to have a thing that came on called the Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, where they would match two golfers. You know, they did Arnie and Jack. They did, you know, all the old-time guys, and that went on into the 90s, where they did it with some current-day players. But I think it ended in, like, the 90s. And it was never a close match, you know, because one guy was on and one guy was off. These things never usually match up well. You know, because it's hard. Look, first of all, it's hard to win on tour, but it's even harder to get two great golfers playing well at the same time. One of the greatest tournaments I ever saw, right? And this was recent. It was the British Open. I want to say it was Phil Mickelson and, oh, I can't think of the other guy's name. Who ended up winning. But those guys separated themselves from the field, and they went, it was a birdie fest, and it was one of the best final rounds that I ever saw. But that never usually happens. It never usually happens where both guys are playing great. It's usually one guy has a lead, one guy charges, the other guy either hangs on or gets caught. But it was one of the best 18 holes out of two players that I've ever seen at a major. That very rarely happens. And so just to make it up, I don't care how much money it's for, it doesn't usually happen.
Well, so Lira, this is coming through on RT Sports. There's a that's a Russian entity. So we have been following this UFC 249 story, right? Khabib versus Tony Ferguson. Dana White's very clear that he wants to have this thing keep going. Are you aware?
Yeah. No, yeah. He said he's got four or five spots where he could have it.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. So, Khabib left America, right? And he went back to Russia. He was under the impression, according to the UFC, that the fight was going to take place in Dubai. And now he's telling media outlets there that he's stuck in Russia. Russia closed its borders. Travel in and out. Putin says, nyet. No travel. So now Khabib is stuck with UFC 249 hanging in the balance. We're 2 weeks away. Dana White has been saying left and right, bing, 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 it's going to happen, it's going to happen. He got four or five locations. And so this is the translation from RT Sports, which is, of course, the Russian Times. I don't know if that's what it stands for, honestly. But he says, we were training at AKA without any information regarding the fight, where or how it was going to happen. This is AKA is his gym in San Jose, Leroy.
Uh-huh.
He says, then the UFC told us that the fight is 100% not happening in the United States, and they said 99% that it was going to take place in Abu Dhabi. After talking to the UFC, we decided to fly over the Emirates a month before the fight. I don't remember the exact date. It was the 19th or the 20th. I'll have to check. But when we landed at the Emirates, we learned that they are going to close the borders and no one's going to be able to fly in with the exception of residents. So we had to fly back to Russia. I'm currently in Dagestan, which is his part of Russia. I'm training and preparing every day, although I don't know what we're preparing for because after we came to Russia, we also learned that the borders are locked, same as like in the United States, same as in Europe, same as everywhere. The whole world is in quarantine right now. He says, now I'm hearing they're looking to organize the fight without me. They're going to go ahead. Everyone should follow the laws. I'm not against it. I know that the fighters need to feed their families and pay their bills. I know how hard it is to be a fighter unless they aren't getting any money. I'm even hearing that they're looking at an opponent for Tony because he's in the States and I'm here in Russia, but not on my own will. The UFC told me 100% that the fight isn't happening in the UFC. And even if it's not happening in Emeritus, I'm told that it was going to be on this side of the Atlantic. We've discussed everything with the UFC. By the time I had spent 5 weeks of hard training at my gym, AKA. I don't really know what's going on. It's really hard to train, cut weight when the whole world is locked down. You don't know what you're preparing for, but it's not the first time I faced obstacles in my career. He's stuck in mother bleeping Russia, Leroy.
But here's the problem.
He's boxed in.
His ass should have stayed still until he knew definitively where it was going to be. So if he would have stayed here, he'd have been fine.
Yeah, did like he tell the UFC? It sounds like he didn't. It sounds like he just kind of took it off the words of Dana White, who's been flying by the seat of his pants this entire time, and now he can't move. So now this super fight, which we've been waiting for the entire time, it was supposed to be these two. This is the fifth time they're supposed to make it. Now it's blown up in smoke again. I told you this wasn't going to work, Dana White, by the way.
You know what's going to happen, right?
Connor?
One of them's going to lose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But nobody can get to anywhere. What are they going to do? You're going to have to, hey, Tony, you get to fight this dude, not Khabib, for the title. Come on. What are you doing?
I mean, it is like, I do believe one of the biggest watched events this year will be the NFL draft. Because it will be the only live thing that we have seen in months. And so, if the UFC is thinking along those lines, it's like, man, we got to put something out, right? People are going to pay to watch it. They kind of went about it the wrong way. Like, they should have made sure they got to their fighters, hey, stay in the country, stay in the U.S., we're going to figure out how we're going to do this. But if it doesn't happen, neither fighter will be able to fight because you're in the same place.
What about this, though? All right. You're telling me that Khabib can't give a little call to his boy Putin and say, you know, let me get the hell out of here. Let me take the private Putin plane.
Wait a minute. Everybody's going to know.
What do you mean?
You can't. If you've already announced you're in Russia, and then you're not in Russia, you don't think that's going to cause a problem? Why was he allowed to leave if the borders are closed?
It's Putin. No one's going to say bleep to him.
Nobody in Russia is.
Yeah, no one in Russia is. But no one here is going to get mad. Like, Dana White and Trump are boys, so no one's going to get mad here. Or if they are, like, he doesn't care.
Okay, you don't think... This has a chance of having an adverse effect. Not to expect that, not the, you know, not the result you were thinking. Be careful.
What if they do it in Russia? What if Putin allows people to come to Russia for the
fight?
So
then everybody comes in, can't leave?
Well, listen, you get one plane. One plane in, fly all the UFC fighters there. One plane out, flies
them
out.
That sounds good for the coronavirus. Social distancing? Distancing?
None of this sounds good for the coronavirus. I'm not the one who wanted to keep this going. This was Dana White's idea. Right. I told him just to wait. Just wait. All you had to do was outwait Ramadan. Not that big a deal. We've already waited 5 years for it. Oh, no, no. I'm moving forth. I can be corona. You and the media are wimps. A bunch of wusses. Hey, dum-dum. It's disease. Idiot. you dummy fighters stuck in a country. Hey, good luck with that.
Hey,
good
by the way.
Good luck reporting that. Tell the Russian media they're wimps and weaklings.
By the way, the just to go back, the Henrik Stenson is the guy I was talking about that him and Phil went at it. Awesome. It was driving me crazy. No, man. Look, what happened was is that he tried to go get a head start, right? He tried to get a head start, and what Dana White should have done, okay, you should have told all the fighters to remain in one country or get to one country. That way, any place you do the fight, at least you know you have all your fighters.
Right. Well, the thing that I found weird about it is, remember when we talked? Did we talk about this last week when they said Florida was the that had the best odds to host this fight? And I was like, no effing way, we're not having the fight in this country. I thought like Khabib did. I thought this was happening in Dubai. Like I think his father was the first one to say that. But why does Khabib have the same amount of facts as I do when it comes to where his fight is? Why is he learning of his fight on Twitter?
I mean, you think Dana's calling all these people?
Khabib, yeah. I would think you should be on the horn every day with Khabib and Tony Ferguson.
Well, if he was, they would both be in the United States.
How much is Conor McGregor?
Like, rule number one, you can't control what all the countries are doing. So the way you ensure that you have a chance of having a fight is keep all your star fighters in one country.
Can I ask you this? Let me ask you this. So Conor McGregor, he's been very... very outspoken on the Ireland lockdown, right? Like, he called out the president last week. You know, I think Conor's aunt died of coronavirus very early on when this was all becoming, like, unfolding in front of everybody. He's donated $1 million in gear. You know, he's putting out videos every day, hyping up Ireland to stay home.
Right.
Hear me out. Hey, Conor, it's Dana White. What do you think if I send the old jetty jet over to Ireland and we fly in and you fight for the title against Tony Ferguson? What does Conor do? What does he do? He's gonna pay him $1 gazillion because that's what you do with Conor.
Khabib will flip a lid.
He will lose his mind.
He will lose. Wait a minute. Forget if Conor will take the fight. Woo!
He goes because
do you want those problems?
Because the only guy Tony will fight if it's not Khabib will be Conor, right?
Want those problems?
Oh, I mean, Dana White's a bleepster. It's good for business, is it not? This is right out of Vince McMahon. This is out of his playbook.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But that's the problem. But then does Conor have to make a statement to Ireland? And he's like, listen, I know I told you all to stay home, But I'm trying to win our country a title, so I got to go. I'll see you later. All or right. maybe he does something like, I give a percentage of my purse is going to be donated to Ireland's fight against coronavirus. So that's how he saves it. You know, he becomes like the Manny Pacquiao of Ireland. That he runs for president one day. President McGregor. Now, I don't know if you could be president and you punched an old man in the face.
And be a felon?
But I don't know that you can't be president.
Man, you think he wants to be president?
I don't know.
No. But I'm just telling you. You think you got problems in the UFC. You want those Khabib problems? Here's the deal. How about you say, Khabib, I'll give you $5 million.
Just to step aside
and let me put this fight on.
You know they do that in boxing. Like there was talk that they were trying to do that with Deontay Wilder. They were going to offer Deontay $10 million to step aside so Fury and Joshua could fight. They do that in boxing.
Yeah, but guess what? He made more money.
Here's the problem. More money. Let's be honest though. What the real problem is? Right. Russia. It's Russia. You can't. It's a different kind of crazy, Leroy.
I know. We sat next to him and we were terrified.
Oh my God! The Kovalev fight. Excuse me.
I started singing the Russian national anthem because they were giving me the stink eye, and I didn't even know the words.
Texter writes in Moscow. Tobin and Leroy are talking about the same thing right now. Oh, you bet it.
Why didn't the white not tell him?
What do you think?
Why didn't the white not tell him? Damage is done, my friend.
There's no black people in Moscow. Have you ever been a black Russian?
No.
No.
No. Well, Roy Jones is a Russian citizen now. Did you know that?
What?
Yup.
Why is this?
I don't remember the exact particulars of it, but he is a Russian citizen now.
You gonna fight in the Olympics or something?
I don't know. Y'all must have forgot.
Yeah, we did forget.
All right, some BAM regret from some scouts. We'll tell you about that next.
Want to hear something amazing?
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is time for 15 minutes of heat. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Text writes in 67974. It's Prime Minister, not President of Ireland, dummy. All right, take it easy, man. I'm sorry. Sorry I wasn't up on Ireland politics, Leroy.
I mean, you're not up on Australian politics either, but you managed to be jumping around like a kangaroo.
Yeah, that's true. My man Tim Watts has a lot on his hands right now with this whole international crisis we're under.
And then you wanted to trade Gogi because of it.
Man, I'm hoping Zoran Dragic is okay. I hope he is, because if you didn't hear earlier in the show, we told you the story of Zoran Dragic. He is in quarantine in his home of Slovenia because he played for the Spanish basketball team. And so I want Goran Dragic to make a call to the president of Slovenia and get his brother out of quarantine. Let him see his family. It's too much, Leroy.
Come on, man. It's tough for everybody. Look at Khabib, stuck in Russia.
I don't know. It's a little flimsy. I feel like he's not stuck in Russia. I feel like he could get out of Russia if he wanted to. He's boys with Putin.
I don't know. What world do you live in? You think world. if they let Khabib leave Russia, there's not going to be something going on that's crazy?
I don't know, man. Where are you going?
I forgot to shut the door.
Oh, my bad. Hey, put the camera where I could see it, man.
I did. Hold on.
Nah, like when you're talking to the mic, I can't see your face. I want
to
see that.
Oh, because I'm trying to keep social distancing from the mic so I don't get hot. How's that?
That's good.
Not great?
It sounds fine. No, you sound good.
Okay.
So there's a story in Barry Jackson's sports buzzing blog. Love the Jacks.
Oh, he's still writing?
Love the buzzer. I don't know what his name, what is it? Sports buzzing. I like Barry Jackson. He does good work. So he talked to a scout. All right, and this scout, he says that if there was a reselection of the 2017 draft, Leroy, that Bam would go top five instead of where he was drafted. He says the scout puts him behind Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox, and possibly Lonzo Ball. But after that, Bam would have been taken. Now, as we like to say on this show, Mr. Scout, the damage is done, my friend.
That is correct.
Listen, you're not a scout if you tell me what's happening right now, all right? That just makes you a person. I don't need a scout to tell me what's going on in the present. The whole point of a scout is you send them to tell me what's going to happen already. So I don't want to hear what you have to say about this, Mr. Scout, quite frankly, Leroy.
I mean, you think Patrick Mahomes would have been higher than 10th?
Oh, sure. Sure. But you know who I don't want telling me that? A scout.
Right.
A scout. Don't tell me that. And I'm also a little bit flimsy on the scouts' rankings. Like, De'Aaron Fox ahead of Bam. Really? I mean, like, the Kings, they're clinching on for life. They're like that little cat on the laundry hanger. Hanging in there. And then Lonzo Ball. What is he, like, the fourth most important Pelican?
I mean, he's really good, though.
Not Bam good.
He's having a career season.
I mean, he's really good.
You know who else is having a career season?
He's really good.
You know who else
is
having a career season? Bam Adebayo. He's having a career season. All-star. Don't know if you guys got the memo.
But here, Bam is not there yet. I think I would say this, that a lot of guys have a skill set that is closer to their peak than Bam. So, for example, Lonzo Ball is a facilitator, and he can get to the rim. That was his thing when he got into the league. So the fact that he's able to do it now at a higher clip means that he's expanding what he was already really good at.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing he's improving on what he was already good at.
And his jumper's Bam, coming around, too.
Right. Bam, we don't even know what he's great at yet.
Whoa.
He's good at a lot of different things, but if you had to say, okay, what is his calling card? What is the thing that he does that is going to make him elite? What makes him elite is his ability to do a lot of different things.
I would say that we know that his defense is pretty elite, do we not?
Okay, like, but he has
his hat in the ring for Defensive Player of the Year.
Defense won't get you in the top five. In the league.
Yeah, but he's also I understand that, but elite defense and his ability to score and facilitate, like Kawhi made his bones on defense. That's where everybody was like, oh my god, this guy is an all-time player in the league at first.
Yes, and then everything else, and now Kawhi's. But that's what I'm saying. Okay, when you think of Kawhi, you think I can give him the ball, he can go get a bucket.
Yeah.
Right. Although he was originally known for his defense.
Right.
Okay, Bam is not
at 20. At 21, like Bam's 22.
Right, but Bam is not at that point yet. That's all I'm saying.
I think that the only guy I'd put on this list who may get a higher ceiling than Bam is Jason Tatum. I think that's the only guy who has the argument. I think that he's already – De'Aaron Fox hit the bricks. All right,
okay,
get out of my argument. Lonzo Ball, nice player. And Dan, I know you love the Pelicans, and I'm glad that he's having a great year. Lonzo Ball, hit the bricks. Donovan Mitchell's a good player. I like Donovan Mitchell a lot.
What?
But again, this is one of those things where you're given the ball at the early starts of your career. You get to kind of flourish in front of everybody early on. Very easy to say that Donovan Mitchell's there already. I would say, Bam, hey, he's going to skyrocket right past Donovan Mitchell.
Why do you take a question twist the question to the – The question was, if the draft was redone right now.
Yeah.
Bam's not there yet.
I think if the draft was redone today.
He's not there yet.
If it was redone today, he should be number one, maybe number two.
Tobin, you're saying that.
Stop, Dan, hold on. You're not familiar with his work. Let it go.
Number one, maybe number two. Jason Tatum, only one who has an argument.
Let it go.
Donovan Mitchell?
Dan, you're going to do it. I'm telling you.
Donovan Mitchell's a great player. Donovan Mitchell can be third in this draft. At the end of the day, the person who's going to be more important to his team winning and going farther is going to be Bam as opposed to Donovan Mitchell.
You do realize.
It's very nice that Donovan Mitchell gets to play in pretend land where he has giant coronavirus Rudy Gobert at the rim, which, by the way, no one's going to want to go near him even more now. It's very nice that he gets to live in that Peter Pan land. Bam actually has to go out there and defend the best player on the team.
You do realize, right, that there's very – I can't think of a guy that they said, we're drafting him in top five because he's a great defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
But you just put somebody first or second pick.
Well, hold on. He is good at scoring. You just asked me if you're going to tell me what's ahead right now. His defense is ahead of his offense. Like his ability on offense.
No. Hold on. There's a difference. In the draft, when you drafting guys, you don't draft guys that say he's good at scoring. You draft a guy because he's a scorer.
De'Aaron Fox
There's
is a
big
good scorer.
Difference.
De'Aaron Fox is a good scorer. De'Aaron Fox is a good scorer. Look at his team clinging on for Leroy. Like
No. The draft is not about team. It's about player.
No, disagree. It's about what can this guy do for your team to lead.
Tobin, you're my dude.
Stop.
You're my dude, but Leroy and I are woadies. I'm going to listen to Leroy and just step away.
What is wrong? You.
I'll give you Jason Tatum because I think he's young, still a ceiling to get there. I feel like we're kind of at Donovan Mitchell's ceiling. You're three.
What? Didn't he score 70?
No, that's Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
That's not this draft. That's the Justice Winslow draft.
So
number one,
Justice Winslow
maybe number two
should have been the top five pick.
No.
I appreciate y'all.
He doesn't play basketball.
And the only reason why you say that is because he's not on the team anymore.
Right. Imagine all the arguments people made for Justice Winslow being good, and Bam was those in.
You were leading the charge.
No, I wasn't. And
oh my goodness.
No, I wasn't. And also, imagine that you had all these arguments for Justice Winslow is an elite basketball player, and we're still waiting on what is this year? What are we, year five with Justice Winslow now? And Bam figured it out in like 1 year of starting. 1 year. And everybody's like, oh, Justice better. I'm like, I think Bam better. I think Bam better than all these jokers.
I think in the draft, in the NFL draft, most of the time, in NBA draft, sorry, most of the time, they pick the guys higher in the draft that are either very athletic big guys or just scores, guys who are scores. Bam, the only reason why he got drafted where he was is because there were questions about a lot of the things that he could do, but very athletic and had a high ceiling.
Yeah,
so
but
from that standpoint, he's just starting to show some of those attributes, but he's not there yet. Like, I would not consider, of all the guys you mentioned, those are guys that you could give the ball and they could go score. I don't know if Bam is that guy yet.
Well, you're not a scout. I'm a scout. It sounds like you're scouting the present. You're like this guy who's like, oh, let me scout. I'll just say what it is now.
That's what he said. That was the whole preface of the conversation.
No, the premise of the conversation.
The whole preface of the question was that if the draft were to happen right now, Bam would be top five.
Right.
That's
but
what
I
it
think,
was.
I think it's kind of putting him low, though. Like, top five, he's an all-star. Those other two guys aren't all-stars. Why are you even questioning top five? So let's make it top three. Is it crazy to say he's going to be better than Jason Tatum or Donovan Mitchell? Is it that much of a reach with what he's done this year? I say no. What did Alonzo Mourning tell us? Face of the franchise, Leroy. Face of the Heat franchise. Not the Jazz. With a dude with the short shorts, Stockton, and Malone, Mr. Win Nothing.
You know what I believe? You scour the earth for opinions that match yours.
No.
What?
No. If anything, I scour the earth for opinions that don't match mine, so I can call people dummies. And this scout is a dummy.
So you think Bam would be one or two?
He should be. Like, everybody might laugh and be like, whoa, reach much? What do you call it? They might call me Stretch Armstrong. They might call me Tobes Stretch Armstrong. Stretch Arms Tobes. But guess what? Only thing that's gonna be stretching too far is Bam. Stretching all over the floor, defending the Greek Freak's ass. We're back after this. So, Leroy, going on today in the midst of my kitchen. Well, not really my kitchen. I guess my dining room it would be. My wife has her first teacher meeting via Zoom. So I wonder if they're hearing the shenanigans in the background while these teachers are trying to get stuff done. I hope not. I hope that we're not disturbing the education, because their job is obviously much more important than what we're doing, which is just goofing off. Although I would like to have these real school debates in class. I think it would make these kids better. Whatever happened? You ever do a debate class, Leroy?
No.
Really?
I mean, like, I did debate every day. Cause you know, when your boy is hanging out, when football's there's a lot of downtime in football. Like, when I was in high school, we had to take a bus to practice because we don't have a field. You know, our school's really small. So we would have to take a bus to Pochetrain Park, and we would practice there. And that's all we did. I mean, you could call it a debate. Who's the greatest this? Who's the best that? Got to the NFL. A lot of downtime.
Man, I really want a camera on Khabib Nurmagomedov the minute they say Conor McGregor stepping in and fighting for your title.
No, they'll, I'm telling you, they got to give him hush money.
Nah, I don't think he's going to take it. He's Russian, dude. He's probably got that oligarch kind of money. Like, we don't know. What do we know about Khabib?
He's taking it. He's taking it.
Nah, I don't think so, man. He's probably got enough money to...
Look, regardless of who wins, he gets the next fight.
Yeah, but there's no... Hold on. You're going to tell me after the rivalry that they had, he's going to have any of Conor McGregor waltzing around with a belt? After all they went through, all the jokes?
Then you go take it.
Here's the problem, though. When's he going to be able to go take it? Who knows? This might be the last UFC fight for who knows how long.
Well, this one hasn't happened yet. So
I feel like the damage is done with Dana White. Like, he's so ingrained on making the fight happen. He has to make the fight happen. He might have to go fight Tony Ferguson for all we know. He's like, guess what, everybody? We run out of opponents, so I'm fighting him. And Dana White's going to be fighting for the championship of the world. Otherwise, he's gonna look a fool. He is, after everything that he's boasted about. We're going to have life continue, and we're going to be the first ones back, and we're not going to change things. And meanwhile, your champion is locked in Russia. It's just the greatest.
Well, Kirk, he's locked home.
Kirk Herbstreit's out here telling you there might not be football next year, and Dana White's like, no, 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 no. The sports will continue.
Hey, there might not be football this year. You might want to reconsider Flores Gaze.
No, I can't do it. It was a great question by you. It was tempting about would you take Adam Gase as your head coach right now if it meant you got sports back immediately, or would you rather just wait it out, roll the dice, and Flores remained your coach? It's a great question by you. I can't have Adam Gase back in my life. I can't do it.
I'm not in the red area yet of my panic button, right, as far as football, you know, being back. Let's admit, it becomes critical when football is threatened to be missed, right?
I mean, I don't want basketball back really bad.
I am missing basketball.
Here's the thing.
I love basketball.
This is what I want.
But what?
By May, I need a plan of when there's going to be a game. Somebody has to tell me.
Well, it's not going to. It might not happen by May, because guess what? They already expanded it for 30 days.
Oh, I know.
So
but
now
I don't,
you're into June.
I don't want them to say. I don't need there to be a game by May 1st. I need by May 1st somebody to tell me this is when we're going to have a game or not going to have a game. You know?
All right.
Like, I kind of want to know by May, hey, we're restarting up in our little NBA bubble universe or whatever the hell they're going to do, putting these guys basically. You remember the Simpsons movie where they put them in a dome?
Yeah.
We're going to have our players live in a dome, and that's that. That's what we're going to have. I need that plan by May 1st. All right, Adam Silver, enough with the chit-chat with Rachel Nichols. Here are the real terms, right? May 1st, I need a scheduled game. All right, or you need to bow out. I can't be teased anymore.
Is that easy?
Yes. By May, you should have an answer for me. You backed out the first. You should be. They were the first ones to back out. They should have a plan. This MLB seems like they got no plan. They're like, double headers, seven inning games, neutral World Series. We're gonna get what? Like baseball. It took a pandemic for baseball to get creative.
Here's the problem, though. You can't possibly have a plan without knowing when you're out of this yet. You see what I mean? To have a plan right now as to what you're going to do,
mm-hmm,
is almost senseless when you have no idea when it's going to be okay for people to start getting back to work. And until that happens, to have a plan now when you're only going to be guessing when you're going to be back makes no sense.
Text writes in, imagine having Tony Ferguson blast Dana White with a knee, Ben Askren style.
Ooh.
I saw Ben Askren. They replayed this week. They replayed that pay-per-view on UFC Fight Pass. I think it was UFC 236. Mm-hmm. And Ben Askren retweets and he goes, there was no other card we could put? Really? We have to put this one?
I will say this. Like, we had him on, and dude keeps it real. Like, he readily says, well, man, I ate it, right?
Yep. Oh,
it was no coming up with excuses. It was nothing.
I'm really looking forward to this next update from Dana White, though, because he has been peacocking around, my friend. Which, look, I respect sometimes you just fly by the seat of your pants and you just say things. Trust me. I know the style. But eventually, like, he is getting boxed in eight different ways here. Between government regulations, the spread of the disease, his fighters literally being locked in other nations. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I can't wait to see how this works. But I'm telling you right now, the move is you call up Conor McGregor and you tell him to leave Ireland immediately. Or you fly Tony to Ireland and you do it there.
Well, again, no matter where you are, you have to get your fighters in one country.
Right.
Otherwise, it has no chance of happening. There's too many variables. It's too many countries that could close borders that now you're missing a fighter. So until all of your fighters get in one spot to have a plan where everybody's going to fight, it's senseless.
I got a lot of investigating to do after today's show, Leroy. Today's show, I felt like, brought a lot of questions more so than answers. So I'm going to look into why Aroldis Chapman is so jacked. I'm going to try and figure out UFC 249 if this is actually going to happen. I got to see if Goran Dragic can call up the president of Slovenia and get Zoran free from quarantine. And I got, obviously numero uno on my list is why the hell is Bobby McCain's top five baseball players, why does it include Brian McCann?
Yeah,
these are the questions I need answered for today.
Texas chimes in. He didn't really answer the question. I'm not saying let's not have sports. I'm saying I won't trade for Gase.
Fair points.
Isn't that the same thing, though? You are saying let's not have sports.
What is the point of having sports if you're miserable? You know, like, why would I want to have sports?
All the other sports. Keep in mind,
all sports.
But I know, but all right, but for a lot of people, football is the number one sport. So you're regulating Dolphin fans to an awful football season.
Again, that's why I said my sports is not redlining yet.
Not only that, think about this, Leroy. Not only okay, so you're saying, do we go back to the old Adam Gase situation, like Jay Cutler is our quarterback, or is he gets to take over the situation right now and he's going to get the young quarterback we draft?
Takes over the situation right now.
That makes it even worse because I don't want him coaching Tua. I don't want him coaching Herbert. I don't want him coaching Joe Burrow. He'll mess it up. He'll mess it up. Trust me. He will. What's the point of having him here? What's the point of having this top five quarterback if you know you got a coach who's going to ruin him? At least with Flores, I feel like he's got a fighting chance.
Sports. Sometimes you got to eat it. You got to take one for the team.
Here's the thing, though. All right. You say sports, but I'm giving you Marlins. But that Marlins shine's going to wear off by May. All right? That shine's going to wear off.
We got golf. We got soccer. Right?
But miserable
football.
We got
big tennis events. We got basketball, playoffs. I'm not just talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about a treasure trove of sports.
Like right.
The Holy Grail.
Right.
Everything.
Wait,
everything's
wait,
back.
Wait. One more. You ready?
Yep.
Olympics.
I don't care about the Olympics. If you told me the Olympics never came back, but I'd never have to deal with Adam Gase the rest of my life, I would tell the Olympics to hit the bricks.
Somebody said Dana White seems like he would airdrop the fighters with parachutes into a country.
Yep.
Don't even land the planes.
Right into the cage.
Right.
All right. We leave you today with a beautiful ballad in honor of Tyler Hero and Joe Exotic. We bring you, instead of I Saw Tiger, I Saw Tyler by Spo Exotic. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Start to dribble. He's got the hot hand. Talk smack to rivals with a whole lot of swag. 'Cause I saw Tyler. John Zion, every time he scores on the corner I cheat, Heat fans get louder with every made three. 'Cause I saw Tyler, now I understand. I saw Tyler, buckets go to
To top bastard, Adam Gase.
Who saved him from drowning?
LeBron James.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.